All right, let's go ahead. So we're on section four. Let's go ahead and start with number one, 2107 in regards to Aaron Hisrich, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on request to review compliance with consent agreement and modify or terminate the agreement. Hello there.
Good morning. Good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Where is the baby?
The pictures were one.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you got to see them. She's with her auntie this morning.
Okay.
I wanted to bring her down, but I was a little worried that the way back up would be hard. She was in her car seat for an hour and a half, and then I fooled her by getting her out for 20 minutes.
No, my kids were never good at riding in cars. They still aren't at 5 and 7, so. Okay, well, Miss Solomon, you are the lead, so whoever wants to start.
Thank you. Yes, I think that one of the options that was proposed in the letter from Dr. Hisrich's attorney, I'd like to move number two, that the board vote to authorize the executive director upon finding that on June the 16th, 2023, licensee remains in compliance, may terminate the agreement.
I have a motion and a second to terminate Dr. Hisrich's.
Only because we got the picture.
That's right. That's what won us all over.
We took that as a board order. What the board requested.
Okay, great. All right, we have a motion and a second. We probably should do roll call on that since it was a consent agreement.
Mr. Lohe.
Aye.
Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Krieger.
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Ms. Solomon.
Aye.
Dr. Thompson.
Aye.
All right.
Goodbye.
Short and sweet. Thank
yes.
you.
I would like to take just a
sure.
moment to
yes.
thank
please do
to thank everyone. It's been 3 years that I've learned so much and I've grown so much and I really do feel great. But I just wanted to thank all of you for it really felt like you were in my corner. You were there for me. You were out to protect me, to protect the public, to protect our profession, and I just really want to tell you all how much I appreciate that and thank you.
That's
and
nice to hear. Thank you.
And we're proud. I mean, we're proud. I feel like you're like our little graduate here.
Right? Yes. Yes.
So this is ultimately what, you know, what we like to see.
Yes.
So I know it doesn't always feel that way at the beginning and it's a little uncomfortable for everybody, but
I was scared early on, but you've just exhibited such a sense of fairness and concern. And I really plan to do you all proud.
Good. Keep up the great work.
Best of luck with that little one. So
one of the great things we get to see is the difference.
Yes.
Between the first
meeting
and then 3 years down the road. So it's thank you that we got to see that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wishing you the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Send me one more updated picture.
Good.
Okay, Lynn, you can probably just stay there. You want to your next
if
item.
Victoria mentioned there might be another matter between, so I was just sitting tight in case.
Yeah, no, I think we're good. So, okay, we are now on item number four, combined cases 22-136 and 2303 in regards to Maya Bellapianta, DBM. Monthly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and other information presented. And there was some information that's on your supplement one.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Ms. Solomon, you are the lead, and you guys are
both
present, so go ahead and.
Yes, before I start in on my compliance questions, how are you doing?
Better, much better.
Good. Yeah. It's nice to see you smile and look at us and make eye contact. That's great. Now to the matter, the business matters at hand. Based on a May 15th email that was sent to you and from Victoria, there were a number of items of non-compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So could we go through those one by one, please?
Sure, give me 1 second, I'll get the email up and we can talk through those.
Okay. It's the first one is her AA sponsor is supposed to submit monthly reports to the board attesting to Dr. Bellapianta's attendance and participation.
Yes, I believe that has been remedied now, and I believe that Victoria has sent us a schedule for compliance at this point, which I think will hopefully ease that. And I'm just looking for Victoria's email.
The schedule was actually for the pharmacy profile.
Okay, different issue.
Yeah, hang on, see if I can pull that.
So let's just start, let's do these one by one, because otherwise it's going to get confused.
Sure.
I got something at 5:30 this morning, I think that was from the counselor.
I have, and I'll double check that on my files. I have an email from 5:16, which was yesterday, that was sent at 6:58 last night, that indicated that Maya goes to recovery meetings 3 times a week and is in contact with the support as part of a program of recovery.
So I gave you all a hard copies of something this morning.
Okay, it just says this letter's to inform, yeah, that she's been, had an initial and.
Yes.
Okay.
When we say, yeah, okay, when we go back to. It's when we say monthly, yeah, monthly reports, it's confirming that she attended and participated.
Sure. So my suggestion would be, since she turned this in on the 16th, we just hit for the 15th, middle of the month each month, so that it always comes in before the board meeting.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, number two, Dr. Hazel is supposed to submit monthly reports to the board regarding, because he's been designated her prescription gatekeeper, right? Her main?
Yes.
Medical coordinator. Okay, so to submit monthly reports to the board regarding the review of all prescribed medications from all sources. And Victoria said she didn't believe we'd ever receive such a report. And it's supposed to be monthly anyway, so if we haven't gotten one since April 15th.
So do you want to speak to that in your conversation with Hazel?
Yeah, I have been emailing them, asking them to do it, and then I actually went in person yesterday, and they said they were going to send it, so it should be coming sometime today. But I went over it with them more than once, and they had one of their receptionists leave, so something kind of got lost. Can shuffle, but I went there and personally said they were gonna send in. And I do. And I have been emailing them anytime I get prescribed anything new, so then he knows what it is.
Okay.
Okay, but we don't have it yet, and it's so technically we've got a compliance issue.
Right.
Hopefully it will come in, but at this point we've got a compliance issue. Okay, number three, her counselor, Ms. Siegel, was supposed to submit her first report 30 days. You see consistency
that's,
here?
That's
yes, okay. That was the report we got, the two-liner?
It was late, but it came.
Okay, but we got that one. Okay, good.
And I understand Rennie Siegel was traveling or was in training, so that was part of the delay.
Okay.
Obviously, we want to get these a lot sooner. And from what I'm seeing just on the timing of this, just for everyone to make this easier, I just suggest we just hit the, if you're good with it, we hit the 15th on everything. It just seems like for anything monthly, let's just do it the 15th. That way there's no confusion over the moving parts.
Victoria, do you have any concern with that?
No,
I don't either.
Okay.
So, good.
So we'll just.
We don't want it on different days every month, Victoria.
Right.
Okay.
And then the quarterly pharmacy profiles. Which I believe we've now set a schedule for, which will start on June 15th, so that we will have that to you every month.
And we had received one at one point.
Right. It says quarterly, but we're starting the next, Victoria has proposed starting the next profile June 15th.
15th, yes.
Again, so then we'll go reporter on those.
Okay. But just to note, the last one we received was in February. So
it should be, so what if we, to make sure we remain in compliance, it's still, 3 months, we'll have her pull a pharmacy profile today, get it over to you, but then we will start our quarters June 15th, just there's no confusion.
Okay. That sounds very good.
Okay, so I'll have her pull that today.
Yeah. Okay.
And then also by way of compliance, in your download, you should have the Shire report now, which is now a conforming Shire report, not just a visit. Okay.
Yeah. Do any of the board members have any questions at this point?
I don't think I have any questions. Okay. I just am hopeful we're on a road now.
Yes, we have taken an important step forward just by your appearance today. Again, with the smile and the eye contact, thumbs up. And keep up the good work. And it's my understanding you have applied for reinstatement. And my concern is we don't have all the reports yet. And I'm comfortable with, we have the evaluations. We do have those, correct?
Yes.
And they all indicate that you are safe to practice under certain circuit conditions. So do we need to come up with a final CA on this at this point, Mark? No. Okay, we can continue operating on, what is it, the third interim consent agreement?
Okay. I mean, what you could do is just kind of consistent with what you've been doing today is I think you could, and I'll defer obviously to your attorney, but I think what you could do is say upon her providing the one missing item that's this week, which is the, or the two items, which is the Hazel report and the pharmacy profile, Victoria could then process the reinstatement. And I think they could still do that. So that would be a way that you get your two concerns met about the missing documents.
But I can
also
go with that. So moved.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. Do we have to do roll call or?
On this one, sure.
Okay. We'll do.
Mr. Lohy?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And I'm an aye. Dr. James is an aye.
Okay.
And again, go ahead,
Victoria.
Just so you all know, too. So on Tuesday, our licensing staff emailed Dr. Pelopianta that her reinstatement was granted.
Okay.
And Dr. Pelopianta, I feel like a little bit of a broken record here, but I hope you were listening to the previous person that sat up here. And again, we're talking about 3 years that we have been, you know, meeting with her regularly. And so, again, I can't stress enough that we are here, you know, to all work together, and that I really, really, really hope moving forward everything works a lot more seamlessly. And so I think, you know, if we can just move forward together. This doesn't have to be, you know, so painful. So
or adversarial.
Yeah, exactly. So I think hopefully, again, you saw that, you know, with the previous person. So that's ultimately our goal. So
glad to see this turn of events.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any others? Let's see. For the Land and Ames one, should we go ahead and do? They were phone or coming?
That's only if you guys have questions for them. The plant and the doctor are available if you have questions, but I let them know that.
Okay, because I guess that was an 11 to 11:30, I'm guessing. Let's just go ahead. We can go ahead and do that because I don't think I'm seeing anything else on here that we needed to. And whether or not you guys want to call them or not is fine. But so let's go ahead. We're going to go down to section number 5, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. And we are on item number 5. Board may review, discuss, and take action on C-2313, Land and Ames, possible unlicensed practitioner. There's information in your supplement one, and then Victoria, are you gonna kind of give us a summary or where we're at, or who wants to?
Ms. Tracy would do that.
Okay.
So in this case, was regarding a horse that Mr. Ames went out and did a dental float on. The horse was at a training facility. The horse owners were advised that the horse needed dental care. Mr. Ames was brought out to do the procedure. The horse owner was unaware that it was a unlicensed person that was going to be doing this procedure. Next thing you know, they get a call from a veterinarian saying that the horse had injured himself and was unresponsive. The horse was treated and it did recover. It was subsequently sent to their regular veterinarian who treated the horse. So the horse did sustain a head injury, but is neurologically doing fine. Dr. Sigler, who is the regular veterinarian since that time, I believe on April 11th, has done a sedated float on the horse and had no issues with that procedure. So Dr. Sigler believes that Mr. Ames had likely administered a sedative intra-arterially, which caused the horse to flip and injure itself. So I didn't get a response from the training facility. Dr. Lyle has submitted his response as of yesterday, and I did talk to Dr. Sigler on the phone. And Dr. Sigler and the horse owner are available for questions if you guys have any. I did advise them that generally you might not have anything further for them, but you could, just that you guys are aware of Mr. Ames and have already in the past have taken action to refer the matter. And that this just might be more information for the county attorney or attorney general's office to review and potentially take action on.
So, Madam Chair, I don't have any need to talk to anybody.
Okay.
What I need is somebody to tell me what we need to do to get the county sheriff to go out there and issue an arrest warrant if they came up. Or pick up this training facility for aiding and abetting, because they haven't responded, they're hiding.
Correct.
Or how do we subpoena them to force them to give a response or force them to show up right here?
I don't know that we can do that. With respect to law enforcement, I don't know what kind of communications. Maybe we can try to make arrangements to speak to someone.
How about animal abuse? That animal was abused.
Well, we
killed it.
You know, we can certainly
make that. Might get them off.
Yeah, make that outreach.
Not just, don't even tell them about the animal practitioner. They need to go pick him up because he almost killed this horse.
He killed the man? Yeah.
He abused it and almost killed it.
Is that local law enforcement?
Yeah.
Is that
normal thing? Maricopa County. I don't know whether Wickenburg has a police force or not, but it's the county line is pretty close to us. You don't depend on where he is in Wickenburg, whether he's actually in Maricopa County or in, would it be Maricopa or Yavapai? One of the two.
Yeah. And
this is
the contact law enforcement for animal abuse.
Yeah. Well, and illegal controlled substances. How do you sedate that one?
Yeah, do you want to move that?
Well, I'm not, I don't know what sedative, if it was controlled or not, that was administered.
Yeah, but if it flipped her over like that, we know he has it. We know he's illegally obtaining it somehow.
Yes.
So there's another conspirator there somewhere who's allowing him to have these products because he can't purchase them himself.
That's practicing without a license.
And in the past, I believe he has had his own personal horses seen by a vet in another state, and they prescribed him medication for his horses, and then he has subsequently used them and sold them to others.
So that's where we need to contact another state and open a complaint against that veterinarian in that other state.
I think we did reach out to her. That was during another case that we did reach out to her and we did speak with her.
I mean, is it possible that this is going unnoticed by county because they probably get so many of these, but if we raise the awareness that, look, this is a repeat offender for us, like a serious repeat offender, this is probably one that needs to be addressed sooner rather than later, would they take action?
I think if you go with the unlicensed practitioner angle, they're going to keep ignoring it.
I agree.
Because it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. But he abused, he almost killed the horse. And this isn't the first time he almost killed the horse.
But I don't even want it to be just animal abuse. I want it to be animal abuse and practicing without. I want it to be both, though. Like, I don't want it to just be animal abuse.
Yeah, but they'll arrest him for the other one. You throw in the other one, you muddy the water. Animal abuse, they're focused on that. They will go get them.
Yeah. I don't know, it happens all the time.
But we don't tend to.
How often do your cases actually get handled?
Handle these cases, unless.
Not very often.
Yeah, but our other route isn't working.
Sadly.
Well, okay, and then if it's.
I agree, but I'm like, can we take all different routes possible?
Arizona Department of Agriculture, the livestock inspectors have law enforcement officers with authority. If it's equine, maybe they can go pick his ass up.
They could, I talked to one this recently, yes.
Captain Lincoln? Terry Lincoln is the new head.
State vet?
No.
No.
No, she's the apprentice inspector. They're not under the state vet. The state vet's actually.
Below the.
Parallel. It's in the same office, but it's different.
Well, I can contact the state vet and just say, is this something?
Yeah, I mean, he knows her.
Okay, so.
What about the ASPCA, their law enforcement division? Might as well throw them in on it.
I didn't know they were even here.
They're not, there's no jurisdiction. ASPCA has no jurisdiction.
Well, they don't have any jurisdiction, but they have a investigative division where if they hear these cases, they'll go out and investigate.
And they have media, and that's how they get it done.
What's that? I didn't hear.
Media, like.
They go to the media?
Well, yeah, and they get.
Well, that wouldn't be her. I wouldn't mind telling them about it, but.
I don't know if they would do a one-off. Like a one-horse case, like they're looking at like.
They're looking for mass.
Hoarding, you know, hundreds of dogs in hoarding facilities or.
Why don't we go with this recommendation and see maybe with that.
If we don't get traction, I think it's worth considering other options.
And pin the case or continue the case?
But.
I think this would be resolved.
Pending further information.
It's outside, it'll be there, you know, but we can certainly, you know, keep you updated to the extent that.
Well, because they don't do anything, I want to think of something else.
Right.
I don't want to just give it up and wait for the next one.
I just want to clarify, Mark, so we cannot subpoena him.
On your side.
Right.
To appear. We don't have that authority.
Okay. Is that a motion?
I'll move to close the case and report animal abuse charges, multiple animal abuse charges. To Maricopa County Sheriff and the livestock inspectors at the Arizona Department of Agriculture.
And Yavapai.
And maybe Yavapai.
And Yavapai County Sheriff. And maybe La Paz, because I'm not sure where that, but they're right connected right there.
And any associated county that could be affected.
Any is.
ASPCA.
ASPCA, whoever get it on the news.
Some states.
Three on your side.
Some states, they'll roll in with marked cars. I don't know if that's present here in Arizona, but they're not just totally, I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, I just don't know how much they have here, because I can tell you, like, we.
Here I don't.
It's the Humane Society.
Yeah, we haven't had any sort of interaction or anything with them and.
How active they are.
Yeah, so I've.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty heavy back east for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so we had a motion?
To close.
And do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Fingers crossed this time. Okay, I'm gonna go back up. So we're section 4, administrative review. Now we are on item number 3, 2375 in regards to Eliana Alvarez Calderon, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. Anybody feel free to jump in. We don't have anyone to sign.
Because the race approved CE and it's definitely a medical record keeping, 6 hours, it meets the, what we had asked of her, so.
Oh, right, okay.
She's got the monitor, yeah, I would make a motion that we approve the CE.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve Dr. Alvarez Calderon's CE plan. There's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. Next, number five, 2242, regards to Simon Escalada, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education required by board order and may take action to address requests to modify board order requirements. This is in your supplement one, and I don't know if Victoria, you wanna kind of tee it up as far as what we're at with him.
Dr. Escalada was a license was originally placed on probation for 1 year. He was required to attend a board meeting, submit a summary of the Practice Act, which he has done, and complete 6 hours of CE. I believe that he has completed the CE that he said he would do. So that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, he just wasn't able to attend the board meeting this month as requested. And so he asked for that we just give him a fine instead.
Right.
And please keep in mind that this would technically, if we do want a fine, we would have to modify his consent agreement. And but it might be an easier resolution. I mean, take the money over. I'm suggesting he was gonna.
Yeah, because May would be the last meeting he could attend because his probation is up on June 20th. And the June meeting is on the 21st, I think.
Yeah, it is. And I think he was saying he could attend the June meeting because he has a case coming up before that I invited him to.
Okay. I'm just a little uncomfortable with the fact that he says he's completely familiar with the operation of the board, but didn't seem unaware of the fact that he couldn't prescribe medications to a human being. So I take a little bit of exception to that. I don't know that point is going to get across to him by attending a board meeting.
I know, that's kind of where I'm at. It's like,
yeah.
So I don't know, I might suggest, you know, just $250 fine. I mean,
I'm fine with that. One of the issues that hasn't been resolved yet is he's another one. He needs to retire, sell that practice, and get the hell out of there. Take care of himself, take care of his wife. He's had like 2 liver transplants. He's looking to be alive.
I have concerns. I mean, maybe I'm just reading this wrong on the CE too, because it was 3 hours and medical records and 3 hours in drug opioids or whatever, and I'm only seeing 4 hours total.
You all had previously, this is the second try.
Yeah. So we had already approved 2 of them that he did?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't see one that really struggled to find the CE.
On March 15th, you had approved 4 hours, two hours in drugs and 2 hours in records. And you couldn't just find 1 hour courses.
Any other thoughts other than?
I will second your motion to amend the consent agreement to exchange the attendance of a board meeting for the $250 fine.
What if we just consider giving him a little more time?
Because we want to be.
I mean, and I think you guys said it a minute ago, and I might not have been fully paying attention. I was reading the CE. But you don't think that coming to a board meeting is going to change his behavior? Is that what I hear?
I mean, yeah. It's like,
well, and we don't, the behavior we need to change is not how he practices medicine. The behavior we need to change is that he is practicing medicine at all. He just needs to stop and retire. Right? I mean, I think we saw him. He's not, I mean, granted, he looked a whole lot better than he did after that first liver transplant, but he still doesn't look good, and he's in his 80s, right? 81, 82, something.
Hey, that's not that far out.
I mean, if we well, go back to him with the fine, is there a way to ask what is his ultimate career retirement plan? Like, how, like, yeah. Is there, because we've asked that in another case, it's like, is that something we should say, we understand that you can't get here, you've got lots of medical issues, your family clearly has medical issues, right. Do you have a long-term plan for phasing out of practice that we can
share with us?
Yes. Short-term plan. For
yeah. Short, okay. Okay, short-term, yeah.
Everything's short-term for him right now.
Okay.
Yeah. No longer.
Mark, do I need to use any other fancy language other than we just wish to modify his consent agreement? He has to sign it still, right?
Yeah.
So he has to sign it within 30 days and then give him how many days to send us the $250? What, 30 days?
I'll give him less time to sign it.
Okay, so 15 days to sign the modified consent agreement and then 30 days to
accompany the.
And again,
the
$250, we need to be clear with him because doesn't have to be a certified check. So again, I know he needs a little hand holding. So, okay, so that.
Yeah, so we're going to offer him an amended consent agreement to reflect these concerns. Yeah,
right.
Give him 15 days to sign it, and then he has 30 days to pay the $250 civil penalty.
Right. Okay.
And if not accepted, I guess remand to or move to informal.
Okay. Yes. So moved. Add that to my motion, and Mr. Lohe to second that. Let's do roll call since we are modifying it.
Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Is everybody okay as far as? Okay.